New leadership announced for the state Senate, details on why the state's maternal mortality rate increased, and vaccinations and screenings are available at a health fair in Oklahoma City. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, November 12th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma Republican senators have reaffirmed Lonnie Paxton as their leader. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports Paxton won a close internal vote today to be the next Senate pro tem.
Paxton is a Republican from Tuttle, first elected in 2016. As a fiscal conservative, he represents a continuation of the Senate's leadership status quo. The nonprofit newsroom NonDoc reports Paxton won the top spot in the Senate by one vote. He ran internally against David Bullard of Durant, whose voting and rhetorical record is more in line with social conservatives in the State House. Paxton will have to run in a Senate-wide election for leadership in January. However, a spokesperson for the chamber says the same results are expected. Paxton can now begin setting up the legislative agenda for the next year's session and begin making committee appointments soon. Those decisions will ultimately decide what will be voted on and approved on the floor, where the GOP continues to enjoy a supermajority. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Tulsa Mayor-elect Monroe Nichols is laying out his plans ahead of taking office. Ben Abrams reports the mayoral transition process has begun.
Nichols and current Mayor G.T. Bynum held a joint press conference at City Hall, with Bynum saying the focus now is a smooth transition.
The most important thing that our team here at City Hall can do over the next 25 days is to provide him all the support and whatever he needs to start strong.
Nichols says he and his opponent, Commissioner Karen Keith, have not spoken yet since the election, but had this to say to her publicly.
I was able to listen to portions of her speech Tuesday night, and I am so appreciative of her words. And I'm certainly appreciative of her service to the city.
In her concession speech, Keith told her audience to support Nichols as the new mayor. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
A national study found that Oklahoma's maternal mortality rate has increased slightly. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the uptick was consistent with elevated rates nationally that are linked in part to COVID-related deaths.
The state's maternal mortality rate now sits at nearly 32 deaths per 100,000 live births from 2020 to 2022. That's about 21% higher than the national rate during that time. A quarter of Oklahoma's deaths were also related to COVID-19, compared to one-fifth nationally. About 80% of the pregnancy-related deaths analyzed by the Maternal Mortality Review Committee were deemed preventable. Contributing factors included substance use disorders, chronic conditions, and delays in treatment. The committee recommends addressing chronic conditions that increase risk, improving the quality of prenatal and postpartum care, and advocating for legislation to reduce maternal deaths. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Oklahoma City's bus system, Embark, will host a health fair downtown this week. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on services that will be available to the public at no cost on Thursday.
Throughout the day, the downtown transit center will see some extra hustle and bustle. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., anyone can show up at the station for no-cost health services without an appointment. There, the Oklahoma City County Health Department will administer flu shots and COVID-19 boosters. Attendees can also get dental care kits, blood pressure checks, and information about mental health and resources from Mental Health Association Oklahoma. Embark's Suzanne Wickenkamp says increasing access to health services strengthens the community. She encourages attendees to use public transportation to get to the fair. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.